Happy Monday, and thank you so much for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. We are getting you ready for this Sunday, June 14th, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. It's the next Be Our Guest podcast 12-hour live show to benefit Give Kids the World. This is a tradition here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Every summer, we get together with celebrities from around the Disney community. But more importantly, we get together with you, the listener, for 12 straight hours to talk Disney and have a great time raising a lot of money for the good folks down at Give Kids the World Village. They host families that have kids that have life-threatening illnesses, and they help them escape the hospitals and all the trials that their lives encounter each and every day. And we have raised so much money over the past 5 years. We hope to do that again this Sunday. So to get you ready for the amazing extravaganza that's coming your way on Sunday, we give you the final hour of the 2014 Be Our Guest Podcast live show, the 12-hour show from last year, where we are joined by Nate and Matt from Wedway Radio. We hope this will get you in the mood for a great day on Sunday. We are so excited to bring it to you, so please put on the calendar again this Sunday, June 14th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, over at MagicalMouseRadio.com. Also, drop by the Facebook page. We'll have backup feeds in case the radio station is full. There's plenty of ways to get in, but just drop by Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast for more details. All right, well, here's the show, and we hope that we will have some more fun just like this again on Sunday. Please join us for the next 12-hour live Be Our Guest podcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
We are officially in the last hour, and so I would just like to say that thank you to everyone who's been with us this far, and now gets the punchy time.
And joining us, I don't know if they're on the line. Yes, I believe we have them on the line from Wedway Radio, that podcast from years ago that decided to make a comeback yesterday to your feed.
Yes, I'm so excited.
We have Matt and Nate from Wedway Radio. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks.
Don't call it a comeback, Mike.
Don't call it a
comeback.
We've
been here for years.
I'm going to knock you out.
I can't imagine. I've missed these voices. Like, there's so much. I'm so, like, I didn't realize I was with withdrawal, and now I'm like,
oh God,
Matt,
here we go.
Thank you. My life is better.
You never taught me that.
I feel so loved.
You should.
Can you just call me every day and let me know that?
I will. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Maybe at some point she'll bring you that green chili.
No, I don't.
That's her in Hodgeburg. That's her thing.
That was Hodgeburg.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how Ricky shows people that she loves them.
She's like, here's some green chili.
Food things, yeah.
Here's some green chili for you.
In a Ziploc bag, no less.
Now that I live here in Atlanta, I'll bring you peaches instead, because that's kind of what we're known for. So, peaches.
And you said that's what we're known for.
I know. I can't believe. Yeah. I'm not a Missourian anymore. It feels like I haven't been Missouri in 4 years. So I feel, I guess I feel at home here in Georgia. I don't know. It's weird.
Whatever. And I just got to say this right off the top, because I know Matt's dying to say it. I know that the Rays are beating my Cardinals right now. I have it on in the background. So I'm like, man, it's just a perfect night for you. Because not only do you hate the Cardinals, but the Rays are beating the Cardinals at the same time.
The Rays are hopeless, dude. They are done.
But they're beating us. That's what makes it even better, I'm sure, for you. You're like, yeah, we're having a bad season, but we're still going to beat you tonight.
I think the Royals, 3 out of 4 victories.
Yeah,
pretty
you
much.
Guys did. I mean, the Royals. Hello, who'd have known?
No,
I'm
going to
sleep
Royals
soundly for the rest of
who'd
the
have known? Who'd have known?
The Royals are good. Like, one of my buddies was telling me, oh, at least we got the Royals coming up. I was like, what are you saying this year? I'm like, we're going to, I told him, I was like, if we win 2, we'll be doing all right. And I called it, man. You guys, that's a tough team this year.
Yeah. Wow. We're starting to heat up. I went to the game today. We had a good time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I went to work. This is like, my day's been in like 5 parts. I went to work this morning, got off at noon, took my son to the game at 1, came home, did family stuff, and now I'm into podcast mode. I'm like, wow.
You're like father of the year.
I know.
Yeah.
The whole time you guys have been on the air, I have like done all this stuff.
He's trying to score points right before Father's Day.
That's it. We're trying to get everybody a better Father's Day gift right here. We've been working that angle all day long for our listeners, for our guests, anybody that needs it. You know, Father's Day Sunday, think about everything you've done this year. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Love it. Love it. You guys are, you know what? You guys are doing amazing. I'm looking at your totals here.
Incredible.
You're at $9,600.
Yes. Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Awesome. I just want to say real quick, Pam, because Pam reminded me about announcing the winner of the
land. I'm keeping us on track, which is really saying something.
And that's tough.
I know.
Things go off the rails at my house. I mean, seriously.
I know. So I'm sorry to interrupt, but you know, she's trying, you know, she's being the taskmaster.
Get to it. Give away the lanyard. Let's go. We got stuff to do.
So the lanyard is going to the Lopez family.
Hey!
So, yeah, congratulations. Thank you so much. And you get an awesome lanyard. And I do have another prize right now that's coming in.
Send Ricky
your info.
You're getting that great Adventures by Disney lanyard and pins you can only get by going on an Adventures by Disney. So very cool.
Exactly. And so I do have another prize.
Let's give them away.
And this is from Melissa.
And also give away my prize too.
Huh?
You have my prize pack from Heather too.
Yes, I have tons of prizes. We'll just give away throughout the rest of the night.
Yeah, okay, good. We always do that, man. We don't pace ourselves very well at all.
I know, we do not pace ourselves.
We don't learn.
We never learn. You think we know?
You get a prize. You get a prize.
You know, that
even some years we're like, we have this many prizes in there, this many hours.
We say that at the beginning of every year.
Simple division. Simple division, Ricky. Yes.
No.
So give away a couple prizes real quick so we can get on.
Well, let me do this one first because this is really cool. Let me just tell you. This is a cast member exclusive pin that you can only get, obviously, if you're a cast member. For DHS, it was a 25th anniversary pin.
Make people do something for it.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to make them donate money.
Just
hello.
Donate. I'm not asking for anything more risque than that. I'm just saying donate.
Is this truth or dare or what is it?
What do you think I'm doing? Hello.
You don't want to see any rude videos on Skype. Thank you.
No.
Oh, so, my big toe hurts. Hurry up.
That chat is private. That chat is private.
Oh, no.
So I have officially pulled up the last person who donated. So now how much do you think we should go for this exclusive cast member pin? What do you think?
Next donation of 25 or greater.
Next donation of 25 or greater. That's what I was thinking, so that's what we're throwing down. If you donate $25 or more, you will get this wicked awesome cast member pin that I'm totally getting on.
Awesome.
I'm totally getting on First Giving right now to get myself. I'm just saying. So you better bait me to it because
I will do it. You have to say with a Boston accent.
Yeah, wicked awesome.
I can't. I'm from Missouri. We don't do.
No, you're from Georgia. Remember,
my friend Kelly here to call in and say it's wicked awesome.
She did say that pretty well.
I can't do. I can't do a Boston accent. It just doesn't come out of me. So.
All right. So monitor that, Ricky, so we know who's getting the wicked awesome pin.
I'm totally monitoring the Wicked Awesome pin, and
there could be more Wicked Awesome prizes.
There could be more Wicked Awesome. No, seriously, if you guys don't start donating, I'm going to bid on it myself, and you don't want that.
Just bid against her.
No one wants that.
Yeah, nobody wants it.
What's up? Anyway, so let me ask you guys this, because we're going to take calls. Actually, let me take this call, because I know people want to talk to you guys, so let's get this in here. Also, I wanted to welcome you to the Magic for Less family of podcasts, so thank you.
We're glad to have you in here with us. We're very excited to have you all.
Super excited, yes.
When I heard that today, I was so pumped.
That we strong-armed you. That's it. Mike said we did.
Mike totally beat you up, right?
No, it's a perfect fit. It's a perfect fit. We're really excited.
It's great. So we have our caller on the line. Who's joining us? You're on with Matt and Nate from Wedway Radio.
Hello, people. It's Yo Pauly NJ from Twitter.
Hey, what's up?
Oh,
another Cardinals fan.
Yo Pauly is here.
You know, I heard Ricky. Well, yes, I'm volunteering to correct, but I heard Ricky's attempt at the blast and accident.
Yeah, no, it doesn't come out well. No.
So I figured I had to call in, you know, represent the Northeast. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great.
Doing good, man. It's wicked hot here in the Midwest.
That was awesome. That was terrible.
Look what I started.
You're it's like an incinerator in here. It's horrible.
Where does the wicked come from? I don't get it. Like, I know it's from Boston, but like, where does that? Where, what's the? What are the origins of that?
I don't know. Just go with
maybe
it.
Maybe someone from Boston would know. Maybe we should ask him.
Maybe so.
So, Polly, yeah, you know?
I don't know. I have no idea.
See, he's of no use to us. Hang up. No.
Nope. None at all.
Oh, watch her. She's getting mean now.
Man, she is very mean.
You realize
Polly's from St. Louis, though. Aren't you from St. Louis?
Who, Ricky or me?
No, you.
Oh, no. I'm from Buffalo. I lived in St. Louis for 8 years.
You lived in St. Louis. Okay.
He just roots for good baseball teams.
Yeah, right. I see that.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
And
how's
that Rays game going right now?
Yeah, don't even. Yeah.
I think it's going great. Dude,
they brought in Martinez. That's all I needed to see. That was like,
the Rays
God.
Hadn't scored in like 4 games, so thank you very much.
Yes, they have tonight.
No kidding.
So you realize we have three podcasts represented here right now on the line. That's pretty cool.
That's right. That's wicked awesome.
Wicked awesome. Like,
okay, no, Ricky's done with that.
Yeah,
Mike,
you're done.
Tell her.
West Side.
Oh, Ricky, tell Mike.
Well, we've got Pam laying down the embargoes on catchphrases now.
Hello. I get to.
What if we throw down the embargo on hello?
I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh. This is going off the rails rather quickly.
This is why we do this last.
Oh my god.
Our last hour is always wild, so.
Scoring update.
Okay.
Tampa Bay 6, St. Louis 3.
Tampa Bay.
Just letting everyone know.
We gave up.
This is the Be Our Guest podcast, not Tampa Bay podcast.
Double A.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I did have a question. I was wondering if Nate was going to be bringing the games again.
I'm bringing the games. I got the game right in front of me. I worked all day on the game. So. So
that's what he did during the 7th inning stretch today at the Royals game.
No. You know what? It was so hot today at the game. Like, my son and I, we were dying. I was like, we're going to have to go and just stand up in the shade.
Are you serious? Yeah. Because I went out this morning before, like I got up at about 7:30 and made sure I got in my walk because of my Fitbit thing. And it was freezing out there and drizzly this morning. And I haven't been outside since like, I haven't seen outside.
Super hot. It's just muggy. It's just really muggy. Yeah. It's like 78 and muggy. And it was like really bright. I don't know. It just, it felt really hot where we were. Plus, Kaufman's in it's kind of like below. Yeah, Kaufman kind of like sits in a hole. I mean, like it's below ground level, so it just gets warmer down there. So, yeah.
Yeah, tough game.
You start
tough
getting
day.
Mad at the waterfalls because it's making it humid.
Yeah, that's it. It's the waterfalls.
No, we won. Oh, we won the game, so I was good with that. Yeah. Beat the Red Hot Indians, so yeah.
Oh.
Feeling good about that.
It is the waterfalls. It makes it muggy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, actually, I have a little mini game for you guys if you're up for it.
Let's go.
Oh, is he going to make us play his game? I don't know. I don't know if I like this. Oh, no.
Yes,
oh, no.
I am.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Yes, I am.
What is this, like Saw? What are we doing?
I was going to say, this is like Saw.
So, this is a little segment we like to call Paulie's Corner. And basically, it's going to be a refresh of what we did on our Father's Day show. So, looking at the theme parks of Walt Disney World specifically, adding a father-type attraction or meet-and-greet or something like that to the parks. Now, an example that I gave was for story time with Belle, you'd have Maurice actually in the cabin, and he would be there as the cast member that would greet you and go through the Magic Mirror doorway,
really good
so
idea.
On and so forth.
Crazy
That's a really
old
good
Maurice.
Idea.
Yeah, who wants to meet Maurice though? He's creepy.
Crazy old Maurice.
I just want to meet Belle. Is that all right? It's a happy Father's Day for me.
That could get a little awkward.
Sorry.
That's a different kind of Father's Day. Different one.
Sorry.
That's what I was going to say too.
What
I
happened?
Thought this already existed, like in the Princess Breakfast with Jasmine and her top. I thought that was a Father's Day.
Good morning.
Hello, Jasmine.
That's not what you're looking for. You're looking for something else. Okay.
Crazy old priest.
It could be Pam, if that's your answer, then that's fine.
I'm just trying to think of
keep us on track.
Thinking out loud.
Yes.
Here.
Okay. Ooh, I got mine. It's so Zurg outside of Toy Story or outside of Buzz Lightyear. You get to meet Zurg.
Ooh.
Very cool.
There you go.
Father.
I just watched Empire Strikes Back last night.
For the first time.
Very cool.
No, but I've never seen Raiders of the Lost Ark, but I have that on my bucket list to watch this summer. I sent my daughter. I knew you guys were coming on the show, so I was going to want to talk about it. So I sent my daughter up to get it up at the video store, and she forgot the name of the movie by the time she got up there, and it's 2 minutes away.
One, you've never seen Raiders of the Lost Ark. Two, you have a video store.
Yes,
it's like St. Louis is like a vortex of land that time forgot.
Yeah, because I've never seen Raiders either. So,
you haven't either? It's a St. Louis thing. We apparently don't have movie theaters.
The Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular makes no sense to you.
No, I've been on stage during that thing. I've been one of the people out there that gets punched. Yeah, but I don't
Ricky
know.
It's like Ricky on Star Tours.
That's
it. Hey, I've seen Star Wars now. We can't say that anymore. But, I've seen it. Good. Good now.
She said her time. She said her Star Wars.
I've seen it the one time. I don't need to see it anymore. That's enough for me.
All right. Well, Ricky, do you have a Father's Day?
I knew you were going to ask me that, and I was still thinking. I was trying to stall a little bit. Ah, gosh.
Father's Day.
Well, Matt or Nate or Debbie, jump in. What do you have?
I'm blanking on all the dads. You know what? No, I don't know.
Just like my wife said, why do all the moms die in Disney movies? She just said that again the other day.
I was going to say, there are no parents in any of these movies.
Yeah. Yeah, how about a Mufasa meet and greet?
Whoa.
We would have to bring him back from the dead.
That's right.
That's not right.
He'd be like the stars in the sky.
How about the Mufasa race for your life in the canyon experience?
Perfect.
That's bad.
Let's get in. That sounds like something Disney will do, I'm sure.
We're so off track. I'm going to add another caller to the line.
It's going to be over at Art of Animation. They're going to have it at the landscape.
Oh, I missed it. That's funny.
Can I just say one thing real quick? We are so close to our goal. Can I just tell you? We are at $9,677. Please, we're so close.
Refresh, because we're closer than that. We're less than 300 now.
Okay. We're less than 300. We're at $9,727. So we're so close. Let's do this.
Well, what I will tell you to sweeten the pot is whoever I deem the winner of this edition of Polly's Corner, I will donate in their name.
No!
Hey, Paul, remember that's Rahman with two N's.
But they're both at the beginning.
Yes. Matt, you got something?
Yeah, what do you guys
have? What if we modified Ellen's energy adventure with Ellen's dad?
What is that?
What is Ellen's dad?
Ellen's real dad. Let's put Ellen's real dad on.
Is he a Disney character? Is this something that I haven't made the connection on?
They need to make an awkward animatronic.
Then we were just doing dads.
Oh, okay.
What about Bill Nye's dad?
Yeah, well, I thought maybe you were going to say that Bill Nye was Ellen's dad.
That's it. That's the trick.
There's a twist ending.
That's it.
All right. I got mine.
All right.
So they should have a restaurant themed around Brave, because you said Fergus, so that's what I'm going with. Restaurant themed around Brave, and it serves up Scottish and British type food, I guess. Well, mostly Irish, because that's what it is. Irish. Sorry to all the listeners. I got that wrong. I apologize. We're in hour 11, so sorry. So Irish food, and you will have a King Fergus audio animatronic sitting there, and you know, with the three little boys kind of yelling at the boys. I think that would be kind of cool.
Okay. Wow, is Debbie on?
I'm just trying to absorb what she just said.
And I'm pretty sure it's Scotland. It's not Ireland, I think.
No, it's Ireland.
No, it's Scotland.
Oh, damn.
Scotland. See, I had it right. Scottish. Okay. See, I'm an hour 11.
You, but yeah. You.
Oh. I just had to.
I don't know. I'm an hour 11.
I wouldn't have corrected anybody else, but it was Ricky.
Yeah, exactly.
But we still love you, girl. We still love
Thank
you.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to apologize for everybody that I just, you know.
All right, so who wins? Because we got to get it. We got to get moving here. We have 18,000 yes. prizes to give away in the next 40 minutes.
It is. I got to say, Ricky wins.
Wait, yes! Recount.
There we go. Very
it's all
good.
Politics.
Thank you guys.
You had to give it to her. She would have counted if you didn't.
So. That's awesome. I love that segment.
We'll be making that donation in about 2 minutes.
Thanks, Polly. Thanks, awesome. Bud. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, Polly.
I love that idea.
That wasn't as bad of a game as I thought it would be.
No, I want to play it more often. I think we should have them call in every now and then and do it for
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
Ringing endorsement.
Yeah.
Ringing endorsement. All right.
Yeah, Polly's Corner, not so bad.
Not my least favorite part of the show.
Not my worst.
Oh, there we have some from the friend feed, too. What about grab a beer with King Triton meet and greet? I like that.
Nice.
You grab a beer with King Triton, he's underwater.
I know, but they did lots of stuff underwater.
What about, like, King Triton barbecue chef, where he, like, turns your burgers with his...
With
he specialized seafood. You would specialize in
seafood
of some
seafood.
Sort.
Hello. Duh.
He's not going to eat seafood.
Sure. That's He's all they have down there.
Seafood. He's not going to eat barbecue.
He might.
I still think my idea was the best. I don't know why you guys didn't go
What
with
a shock.
That.
I mean, Zerg. It's a villain meet and greet.
I like Mike's idea. I'm not going to lie. I thought his idea was better than mine.
That tells you something if Ricky agrees. Oh, so what have you guys been doing over the hiatus? Seriously, because I've missed the show because now, you know, I took off running. I need something to listen to. And now, like, I'm like, oh, my God, are they ever coming back?
Okay, so I went to China.
Yes.
That's one thing.
Yeah, what the heck? That's awesome.
It was pretty awesome. And it took like literally like 2 weeks to get my over my jet lag. It was crazy.
That's why
it
I don't crazy. Fly.
I don't know. And then Matt got earned his master's degree.
Yeah, congratulations.
Wow. Right. Look at
All
you
in
throwing down.
4 months. The whole thing.
No, Are you kidding?
Oh my God. I was going to say, that isn't what you said on the show.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay. We are less than $200 away.
Yeah.
Just saying.
We are. Saying.
Got this.
Boom. Boom.
Let's do this.
Got it.
Anyway, that's all. No, we've missed you guys so much during the hiatus, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, I guess there's not one thing. There's just, we had a lot going on. There's just been a lot going on. And so we wanted to make sure we had it all planned out right, as in, like, this is my, you know, we wanted to come back when we were ready to dedicate time to it. Our goal was the beginning of May, but I've had some family illnesses come up lately, so I've just been kind of dealing with a lot. And I was like, well, let's not start until we're definitely ready. And then we were like, we were both just Jones, and we're like, we gotta do a show this week. So we finally got to it. We actually have we released one this week. We've already recorded next week's, and we're getting ready to record the following week. So we're back on our weekly schedule.
And do we get, like, you know, all three shows again, or is it just the one right now?
Right now, we're just doing Wedway Radio, just
all
because,
right, all right.
Yeah, right now, we're just on Wedway Radio. We will come back with more shows, but we want to do this right now, and that's the big show. That's the one we have to do. So we're going to start with that, and then slowly probably
and then
come
creep
out.
Back in and then
creep back in. That's a good word for it. Yeah,
I like it
because Ricky's
like
a creeper.
It. Because I'm a creeper.
She's kind of a creeper, yeah.
She's a creeper and we're creeps. So, yeah, but it, you know what? To be honest with you, though, the break, I think, was good because I feel like we have I wouldn't say it's like a new energy, but there's just a lot more focus, like a hyper-focus.
Yes, definitely.
On the show. And it feels like it's – and not that it wasn't fun for, like, the last year or whatever. I mean, it really was. I think 2013 was one of my most favorite years. But with the three shows, I think we I think we wore ourselves out just a little bit.
Well, plus your show takes a lot more to prepare and to put on the air than ours does. I mean, we just kind of sit around and talk about what's going on. I mean, we answer
you know what?
I'm just saying. I'm being honest here. Whatever. I'm being honest. You guys never even see the questions. I read them, and then that's it, man. I mean, you know, so we have our thing. But you guys, you know, when you're talking about, like, for example, with the Backlot Tour, and you were talking about that on today's show, and I was listening to it on my walk, it's... You know, you got to have the dates correct, and you got to have, you know, when things happened, when things were modified, when things went away. And I think that lends itself to you guys need to almost take a break because you're doing such research and putting things together in preparation for the shows, which I totally get what you're saying. I can't believe you guys can put out that kind of show, you know, doing the big show and then the other two, you know, three shows a week is a lot.
You know, and if we don't get it right, then Polly will point it out that we got something wrong on the show. So... It's so funny.
Good to have friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. You guys have listeners that donate to charity. We have ones that point out our errors. So, yeah.
I mean, for good.
I think Polly likes that role, though.
I do. He does. He does.
Yeah. You got to find your little niche there, and that's his thing.
Yeah.
Polly's
and I appreciate
that's right.
Yeah, Polly's Corner, exactly, right?
That's it.
That's right. I'm throwing some trash over in Polly's Corner right here on the podcast studio. Not bad, Polly. Yeah.
What up, Polly?
That's hilarious. So I was actually riding around yesterday talking with Pam. We were coming home from our anniversary dinner talking about tonight's show. We're going to talk to you guys. And I was seized with inspiration, as they said back in Alien Encounter.
It's Alien Encounter.
But I thought it was Timekeeper. But anyway... We should do, and again, this is the first time I've sprung this on you, but I'm thinking we need to get this. This needs to happen this year. We've talked about meeting up in Marceline for both of our shows at some point so people can check out Marceline. We should probably do this like sometime, maybe that weekend of Toon Fest. Isn't that in September?
Yes. Yes.
We should do that this year. Maybe look at that. Because we have enough time. Yeah. That'd be fun. That'd be a good time, I think, for everybody.
Yeah, that would be a great time. I would
love that.
Yeah, well, let's
explore that further. Well, see, look at that, Ricky. You move away. I mean, you know.
Move away. This is what happens.
You don't have Marceline in Georgia.
I go to stupid Marceline for, you know, years, and then I move. What the heck?
Stupid Marceline.
Well, yeah, you know, I meant that in a loving way. I didn't mean it.
Endearing.
This is on tape.
It's like wicked awesome. Come on.
It is. We're recording this.
Please keep up with that.
Okay, so I have a game.
We've been waiting
just like
patiently.
Last year.
Let's play.
Awesome.
Does it
involve Harry Potter characters? Because if it does,
no,
I'm so
I have all new categories
guess
this year.
What?
Yes.
All new.
Uh oh.
Hang on.
Over.
Reading all seven books was a waste of time. Yes. All new categories. Yes!
Hang on one second, Nate. I think we have hit the goal for the day.
You guys, we did it.
We did it. Let's see.
Yay, all right.
That's it. All it took was Wedway coming on and bam, game over.
Yeah, I feel like we had something to do with it.
$100.
Holy smokes, that is crazy.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. I love it. And good night.
You know, yeah.
That's awesome.
We're closers. We are the closers.
Yeah, just like Trevor Rosenthal. All right. No, thank you guys so much for donating. That is incredible. Wow. We didn't really think we were going to meet 10,000 today. We threw it out there. It's like, hey, if we get 7,000, we're good. So thank you so much. That's incredible.
Man, that's fantastic.
That is. It's going to help a lot of families. That's great. Hey, we're all in this together, man. We're all in this together. So let's play your game now that we've got the great news. I feel like I want to go run 5 miles or something, but let's play the game.
Go run 5 miles.
I'll do that after
the
show.
We'll be waiting for you. Go ahead.
That'd take me a long time.
Somebody just posted in the chat room, boom shakalaka.
There you go. We used to say that at Hazelwood Central.
Awesome.
Boom shakalaka. Yes.
Oh, that is hilarious.
All right. So do you have millionaire music?
Oh crap! I don't even have iTunes up. Let me pull it up. Hang on. Let me grab it. I do have millionaire music.
Millionaire
music.
Honey, I Shrunk the Audience music. Something.
Yeah, because nobody uses that for trivia. Let me see what I can find here. Because I got to get iTunes running. This will probably crash the computer.
Sound? I don't know.
Yeah, Chewbacca sound. That'll do.
That's a blast from the past.
There we go. See, millionaire. What do we have here?
Hey, did you guys exceed what you? which you were able to gather last year.
We're right about the last year we didn't hit over. We did get over 10,000, but it was like later on in the week or on the week.
Yeah, it was later on the year. Actually,
yeah, it wasn't. We kept it up for a little bit, but oh wait, hang on.
A boom.
Yeah, boom. A boom.
Fantastic.
Let's see. Oh, here we go. Hang on.
So, do you see mine in there?
Oh, how's this?
That's awesome.
This is the walk-up
so
music.
Good. So money. Good. Are you ready? It's okay, this would be my walk-up music if I was a ball player. That's right.
There you
That's
go.
Awesome. You should. No, no, Debbie, I don't see yours.
See, it's like it's frozen up. I mean, it's,
you're not
it's
the
like...
only person who said that, by the way. Anybody who's trying to donate and couldn't, I don't know what's going on, but you're not the first person that said that. If you come back to it later... It will
come back
to it
later.
Yeah, let's come back to it later. And I'm scared if I play that music live, 365 is going to kick us off the air. So I better not play that because they have all these licensing rules and they.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
So there was your music. We have our theme.
All right, so welcome to the second annual BR Guest Live Show game show.
Yes,
I'm your host, Nate Parrish. This is a game show that emulates the formalness of a family reunion with the relaxation of a family get together. Like last year, the order of each question will rotate. Matt, as you're not a member of the BOGP crew, you cannot win.
What?
Sorry, Matt. You can't win. I'm sorry. You can't win. You're not a member.
I'm the defending champion.
I don't know. Ricky's the defending champion because last year you couldn't win either. So
that's right. That's yes. Right. That's...
Awesome. Let's meet our contestants. First we have...
I'm awesome and humble.
That's right. That's right. The Marquis of San Luis... Michael Roman.
What up? I'm from the home of Nelly. Oh,
home of Nelly. That's
home
right.
That's true. Country crap.
The queen of the Steel City, Pam the Boss. She's now our boss. Forrester.
Wow. I like that. I'm getting that put on my luggage.
The Boss.
Man.
Oh, crap.
I like it.
The Tomahawk. Of Fulton County.
No. This one will not tomahawk nothing.
Tomahawk of Fulton County. Ricky Niblett. Ricky!
Yay! Woo! I rock.
And then finally, the bald knobber of Branson.
Really?
That's your name. I'm sorry, that's your name on the show.
This
Matthew Gayborn Parrish. Yes. All right. All right. Before we begin
Hang
the
on,
game,
wait. We have Debbie too.
We have Debbie.
Oh crap!
Hello.
No, you're not. Oh crap!
We've never had Debbie on before. Oh man.
Debbie rarely makes it this late.
That's true.
Oh,
this
no.
is well past her bedtime.
All right. So.
After that, with buckwheat.
It's gonna be because I only have four questions for each category. So. Maybe we can,
I can sit it out.
Maybe we can team up on one of them. I'm not sure.
There we go.
All right. Remember, before we begin the game, you need to take the oath.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Repeat after me.
Oh, God.
I state your name.
Bald number Branson.
You solemnly swear not to use any outside sources.
Do not use any outside sources.
That was your mic.
Can I Mike just say Mike's not saying any of this?
I am saying it.
Mike's not doing the oath.
No, but right. Ricky will because we can hear her typing. She types
loud.
Anyway, she is the loudest typer in the world.
Such as books, the internet, or the chat room to help answer my questions.
To help answer my questions.
Books, internet, or the chat room to help.
Who's
going to?
That's right. I don't know.
I'm going to run upstairs and grab
Maybe
a book.
Maybe you should. That's right. All right. You may be seated. All right. Are we ready?
I didn't know I was supposed to be standing.
Crap, I didn't have my right hand up.
Sorry. You may be seated. All right. So each of these is worth 1 point, except for the last category. It's worth 2 points.
Ooh.
All right. Jeopardy.
Yes.
That's fun. All right. So are we ready?
We are ready.
Ready.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, Debbie can be the phone a friend on any of these questions.
Okay,
how about that?
That's a good.
If you want to ask Debbie, she can help you out. How about that?
Okay, we like it.
All how many phone a friends do we get?
You get on any number. If you want to check with Debbie, you can do it on every question. She can be the universal helper. She's the all-time pitcher in the game of kickball that we're playing.
There it is. That's it.
And who was the one that forgot me? Which one of you was?
I didn't
know her name.
No, right
now. Branson Baldnagar.
Worded letter.
I was making this today. I was like, oh, we had four last year, four this year. All right, so. Okay.
Punish you.
This first round is called Where Did It Debut? Where I ask you, I give you an attraction, and you tell me whether it debuted at Disneyland World first.
Okay.
Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready. Please be Soren.
Loser.
Space Mountain.
World in 75 for the bonus point.
That is correct.
Yeah!
No bonus points.
Mike, you have equaled your point total from last year. You just have one. All right. Ricky. No, not Ricky. Pam. Sorry, wrong category. Splash Mountain.
Walt Disney World.
I'm sorry, the correct answer is Disneyland.
See, I'm really horrible at these games.
Good try.
You don't remember Ernest P. Worrell taking the first voyage?
That's right. That's right. Ricky, are you ready? The Country Bear Jamboree / Playhouse.
Is Ricky still here? Ricky's gone. Hang on. There's a problem with the call. We have lost Ricky.
All right, well, Debbie gets the answer for Ricky,
okay,
then.
Yeah, this is it.
Oh, so now you want me to play.
Debbie, we always wanted you. It's thank just you. Logistically.
It's just usually you're asleep by now.
That's true.
Right.
Said I'm not right now. No. Okay, I'm sorry. The Country Bear Jamboree, it debuted at Disneyland.
That is incorrect.
Oh, I'm winning. What's up?
Disney World. Yes.
You're ahead, Mike.
That's right.
Mike's winning, and now there'll be no living with him. Okay. All right. Matt. Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters / Space Ranger Spin.
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm going to go with World.
World is correct.
That's right. We're in first place. Ricky,
the score after round one is Mike
won. Wait, I lost out on first
round. Matt won.
Yes,
Ricky
Debbie
Pam
answered.
Zero. Well, Debbie had to fill in for you.
So. Oh, Debbie!
I did. I
blame
know.
Debbie.
Okay. Thanks a lot. All right.
Round two.
Round two.
Ship is not going well.
Knock it off, Ricky. Round two.
Round two. Round two. Hold on. I'm adding in the points here. All right. Round two. This is called Disney Animator. I'm sorry. Old time Disney Animator or former Vice President.
Oh no.
Oh no.
That's awesome.
Holy crap.
He was a vice president.
Bam!
My two worst categories. Go ahead, I'm ready.
Bam.
Yes.
Hannibal Hamlin.
God. Vice president.
That is correct.
No way. A Hannibal for a vice president.
That is correct.
Okay, who's vice president?
Lincoln. Lincoln's vice president.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Lincoln's first vice president. All right, Ricky, you ready?
Oh, God. Okay.
Albert Herder.
Oh, God. Rand's got a friend with the last name Herder.
You may use Debbie.
Debbie, what do you think?
Okay, y'all cut out for just a minute because my Skype's hacking up.
Albert Herder.
Animator
I don't know.
Or vice president?
Old-time Disney animator or former vice president?
I think I'm going to go with it. I'm
going
to go with the animator.
Okay,
oh, my. Hack you, too.
Animator.
Animator.
Animator is correct.
Oh. Yes!
Dang it.
Good job. First point of the game for Ricky.
Okay, all right.
Matt.
Yes.
Bill Roberts.
Ooh. William Roberts.
I know.
Bill Roberts.
Ooh, Debbie knows.
Debbie.
Hey, that's cheating.
No,
did you help me?
There you go, lads, to phone a friend.
Phone a friend.
Vice President.
VP. Vice President.
That is incorrect.
Oh, Debbie! You're done.
Animator.
Oh, man.
You've got Debbie
sabotaged me.
She's an animator on Dumbo. Sorry. Directing animator. All right. Mike, are you ready?
I'm pulling into the Gigando lead, getting my magic number down to one. Let's go.
Shyler Colfax.
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 Well, I was thinking Colfax. Like pitcher for the Dodgers. I'm going vice president.
That is correct.
Yeah. Oh,
who's vice president?
Grant's vice president.
Oh, nice.
Grant's, vice Grant's farm down the street, right here in St. Louis.
That's why. That's why I gave you that one. I was like, I was going to make fun of you if you didn't get it, but you got it.
It was a setup.
All right. All right. You guys might be better at this next round. All right. So after round two, the score is Mike 2, Ricky 1. Pam won, Matt won.
The magic number is 2.
Round 3. There's 5 rounds, Mike.
Okay, okay.
Five rounds. Round 3. This category is called Yeehaw Bob.
Oh, I'm in on this one.
That's not.
I'm going to give you a fact about Yeehaw Bob, and you tell me whether it's true or false.
Oh my gosh, okay.
And by the way, we forgot to call Bob today. We were supposed to call Bob. Anyway, he's playing right now. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. All right.
Let's call him now.
Whose turn to go first? Ricky.
Oh, God.
Ricky, you're first. You ready?
I guess.
All right. Your question is, Yeehaw Bob studied at the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. True or false? And remember, you can use Debbie.
Thanks for that.
That worked out so well for Matt.
Debbie? What do you think?
Yeehaw Bob studied at the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. Somebody around the chat room. Bob is still waiting by his phone.
That's right.
Nice Bob. And Jay.
What the heck is say yes? It's not.
I was leaning towards yes, so I'm going to go with yes.
True is correct.
Yes!
Very good.
That's what I was leaning towards.
Oh, Matt.
Yeah.
Yeehaw Bob also has a radio call-in show in Orlando. True or false?
Oh, no. I don't know anything about Yeehaw Bob, I'll be honest with you.
I just listened to Lou Mangiello's interview with him. So I was like,
Debbie?
I was like, I got this.
No. I don't think he does.
You don't think so?
So he's going to say yes.
Debbie, you failed me once. But I'm going to trust your answer, and I'm going to say no.
False is correct.
Yes, Debbie, you've totally redeemed yourself.
Totally redeemed yourself. Last year, you guys were getting nothing correct. Now you guys can't miss.
That's right.
Nice job. All right. Who are we up to? Mike.
Yes.
Bob Jackson, otherwise known as Yeehaw Bob, was once on an episode of the new Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh. That's false. I'd have had to heard about that.
That is false.
Yeah. Three, baby.
Is 3-4-3.
Wow, Mike.
What up?
All right. Pam, are you ready?
I am.
Yeehaw Bob is also a Frank Sinatra tribute artist. True or false?
Goodness. I'm gonna say false.
Actually, it's true.
No.
All blue
I
lies.
Totally did not know that.
You guys need to read his resume on yeehawbob.com. That's all I gotta say.
You won't let us.
No, we're before the sure. show.
I'm just saying, in your free time. In your free time. That's what I'm saying.
In your free time.
Wow.
I did. That's I got on the list. All right. After the score after round three is Mike 2 or Mike 3.
Yeah.
Matt 2.
Okay.
Ricky 2. Pam.
It's
1.
A sad showing.
Come on, Pam.
All right. What is this? Round 4. Round 4. This
I don't even know
this
what
round
question
is called.
I lost one. It's not even cool, man.
This it's round is called Name Its Predecessor.
Oof.
I'm going to give you the name of an existing attraction in attraction or place in Walt Disney World, and you tell me what attraction or place occupied that space immediately before it.
Ooh, I like it.
You said Disney World or Disneyland or just Disney World?
No, it's all Disney World.
Okay, okay. All right. Yeah. I had to, because I mean, I would fail at Disneyland. So
No. I'm not going to do that to you guys. No.
All right.
Ricky, you're leading off.
No, wait. I just went first.
I know, but you're listed here first, so.
Too bad, right. Sucker.
Sorry, Rick. The chart says you're first.
Sorry, the chart says you're first. Sorry.
Okay, all right.
All right, Ricky.
Uh-huh.
Yours is Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin.
Oh, I know this one.
Oh. Debbie, what is it?
Buzz Lightyear. Oh, gosh.
I know it.
I know, like, no.
Why didn't I get to go first?
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a hint.
I'm probably wrong, Ricky.
No, it wasn't Timekeeper. Nope. I know that. Is it? I think. Oh God, I don't know if there was anything that was in between it. If you had wings,
that's so close. But it's actually Take Flight. Take Flight.
Half of that.
Nope, too bad. Yeah, Jay says, "Think of me" in the chat room.
That's
cheating there.
All right, Matt, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yours is PhilharMagic.
Ooh, I know that one.
Oh, see, I know this one.
Do I have to get the name perfect?
I mean, you got to get the name right, yeah.
All right. That's fair.
Gosh, what? I know the name. It's, shoot. What is the exact name? It's a Lion King attraction, but what is the name? It is...
We say it all the time on our show.
Oh my gosh. I just ran on the treadmill. My brain is fried.
Safari Mike's giving you some love, man. He's saying, come on.
I'm going to miss this, and Mike Rollman's going to win. I'm going to Mike Rollman win.
It's like the Cardinals taking the pennant, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm not going to let Roman win. We already know that. That's not
Debbie. I'm phoning a friend.
He can't win.
Debbie.
Oh dear, honey. Why this phone line's been disconnected?
You were asleep. Whatever. You were asleep.
Phil,
I was not asleep. I'm awake. I'm trying. I don't know what it is. I honestly don't.
Okay, 10 seconds. What was in PhilharMagic directly before PhilharMagic was in there, previous to it?
I know the question. It's the answer I'm having trouble
with. Oh, okay, great. I thought you didn't hear the question.
Matt, what do you got? What do you got?
I can't. It's I. Jeez.
All right.
What is it called?
This is not right.
The answer is Legend of
the
Lion
King.
You're
killing me.
All right. Mike.
Yes.
The Main Street Athletic Club.
Oh, crap.
Yes!
Hang on. Main Street Athletic Club.
If he misses it, we're all still in it.
No, this next one is worth more points.
I feel the love on that one. Let's say... Casey's Hot Dogs.
What?
No, wait. I take it back.
No, that's
the answer.
The correct answer is the House of Magic.
Yes. Oh, it wasn't the bra place. The House of Bras.
It wasn't the bra
place.
It
was at Disneyland. Come on. Pam.
Yes, I'll try to.
Time to catch up. To catch up, Pam. Ready?
Yes.
Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
Oh, come on.
Timekeeper.
That is correct.
That's not even right.
Woo! Nice job, Pam.
That's right. Wrong.
So,
finally.
After round four, the score is Mike
wrong.
3, Matt 2, Ricky 1.
No, I had 2.
Two.
I kind of had that attraction right.
You did not have it right.
Pam 1.
Boom.
No, I have 2.
You have 2?
Yeah. I got one earlier.
You got the vice president. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My numbers are all messed up. I need somebody.
Okay.
Over here. All right.
We're not this as last, competitive as Mike and Ricky are.
This last round, the question is worth 3.
Oh, ooh. My goodness. Oh,
is it more difficult than the previous questions?
It's more difficult. Oh. All right.
Why do I have a feeling my question is going to be harder?
Yours should be.
Your last one was.
Yeah, it was. That wasn't even fair.
Everyone loves the House of Magic. Everyone complains it's gone. Come on. Everyone knows
that.
He's
right. They do. I have to agree with him.
Thank you.
Not because I'm still in the game.
Thank you.
But because, I have heard about people saying that they missed it.
Complaining about that. All right.
Keep hearing
Matt Parrish. Are you ready?
I'm ready, I think.
The Bald Knobber of Branson. Ready.
Thank you.
Your question is name... Knobber. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. The name of this round is called Facts About Walt.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Facts About Walt.
Oh.
Name one of Walt's siblings other than Roy. There are three.
Wow. That is tough.
Oh, I can picture the pictures.
Yes.
Me too.
I think I know. Actually.
They're all like in dresses.
Debbie?
Oh, yeah. Crumb. Oh, I can see.
Oh, Crumb.
Not Crumb. That was last year.
It was last year.
It was.
Victor Crumb was last year.
Harry Potter character.
Oh my gosh, what's the girl's name? I can see her and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he called her Buttons, so can we use that? What?
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Okay, you so hard? I lied, but I tried.
Oh, Debbie's lying now to win a point.
You know it's past your bedtime.
That's tough.
I'm honest enough to tell you. Oh, I can't remember.
One of Walt's siblings. All right, let's have an answer. Run that time.
An old-timey name, right? So I'm going to go with Eleanor.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That is a good
guess. Incorrect.
I think I know.
Okay, what is it, Ricky?
Is one of them Ruth?
One of them is Ruth.
It is
good
Ruth.
Job.
Yes. I didn't get any points.
Ruth is the youngest. We would have also accepted Herbert or Raymond.
Huh.
All right. Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Mike, your question is Walt Disney's backyard railroad was called the Carrollwood Pacific.
Oh, I thought that was going to be the question.
In what year was it built?
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
See, this is rigged. You're right.
It's not rigged.
I will say.
You can still do this.
Let me think here. Probably after the war, 48.
You're so close. 1950. You were so close. Man.
Oh,
man. You're so close. All right. Pam.
Yes.
Your question is.
I'm scared.
These are the tough monkey questions.
Yeah. Okay.
Pam, your question is, what attraction is the only one personally designed by Walt Disney himself? It's a Disneyland attraction, I should say that.
Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Man, that's a good guess. The correct answer, though, is Tom Sawyer Island.
Oh, really? Man.
Man, all right. Brutal. Ricky!
Oh, God, it's Ricky, all down to me.
You could probably win this. You could probably win if you get this right. Are you ready?
The pressure. It's on. Okay.
What was Walt's job in World War One?
I was going to say, what was his job, period?
Come on!
I know this one.
Know this one.
Oh, man, you got to be kidding me.
He was an ambulance driver.
That is correct!
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Now I got to live with this.
Yay.
Did that a come from behind win?
That was a come from behind win.
I think. Hey, by the way, what's the attraction, or what's the one that I missed? Well, that Debbie lost me on.
Yeah, Debbie said.
Ball
the
game.
Question was, where did it debut first, Disneyland or Disney World? And it was the Country Bear Jamboree.
So what would you have said?
See, I knew that one.
What would you have
that
said?
Was definitely at Disney World.
It was 71, yes. And the other one was 72. Very
Had
good.
I been there, I would have gotten that answer right.
Two-time champion
oh
of the VR Guest.
Oh, God.
Game show.
I'm doing
Ricky,
my dance right now.
The Tomahawk of Fulton County. Do you live in Fulton County or do you live in
Cobb County? I don't. I live in Gwinnett.
Gwinnett. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well. Hope you all enjoyed that.
That was awesome. We have a caller here. Let me grab it because I think it's for Matt and Nate here.
Sure.
Impossible.
Hey, so I just saw this because we were in the middle of the game and it was behind the chat room window. But who's joining us?
Oh my gosh, it's Mary Jo.
Oh, no way.
I didn't want to hear it. I didn't think I was going to get in. I was about to start crying.
What's up, Mary Jo?
I'm from work. I just got off work, and I was like, I've called and let it ring for 25 minutes straight.
We were in the middle of a hot game there, man. I was focused on one thing, and it was winning, and it didn't happen.
Somebody's not getting their prescription filled right now. That's all. Somebody's not getting their, yeah, pain meds.
No, the night pharmacist came in, so.
Good.
Glad to know. Yeah, but I only had to just say, I had to get out of here. I got to go. I got to make a phone call.
Glad to know I can shop at Walgreens still. Good.
That's right. All right.
Yeah. Nate, I have to tell you something. I was talking to Mary Costa today.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, and she wanted to know how Nate was.
Wow.
Mary Costa played Sleeping Beauty, by the way. Oh, man. That's awesome.
She loves him.
Wow. Oh,
that's awesome.
You'll have to tell that story.
Dude, Sleeping Beauty loves you.
Sleeping Beauty loves me. So we're at D23 Expo, okay? And all week, Mary Jo has been like, oh, Mary's going to be there. Because Mary Costa was, she did the voice of Sleeping Beauty, and I think she did the modeling, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, like, there's, like, you know, when she's dancing around, you know, so in the film Sleeping Beauty where, you know, I know you, walked with you once upon a dream, where she's dancing with the animals, and then it turns into Prince Philip. She was the model for that, and she's the voice. So anyway, she, you know, did all that. She's friends with Mary Jo. So, Mary Jo's telling me all week, Mary's going to be there. She's friends with Tony Baxter. Tony is being named a Disney legend, and he wants her to be his guest. So,
He
didn't know. That's right. She surprised him?
He did it as a surprise.
She was a surprise. Okay. So Mary Jo knew, but Tony didn't know. So anyway, Tony Baxter sees her there, and then he, like, gives her a tour of, like, the Imagineering Pavilion at D23. And there's all these, like, suits around, and Matt and I just happened to be in there during that time because we hung out in the Imagineering Pavilion, like, all night, all right? Or, like, the whole time because it was so awesome. So we're in there, and, like, Tony Baxter, we're like, man, it's Tony Baxter. We're like, oh, he's, like, right here. He's, like, wearing his suit because he's just been named a Disney legend. He's, you know, been up on stage and everything. But he's, like, 2 feet from us. And then I look over, and there's this, you know, lady, like, you know, really dressed up. And I'm like, she's about the right age. And I'm like, that has to be Mary Costa. And so I go over next to her, and I'm like, are you Mary? And she's like, she was so excited that someone recognized her. I was like, she's like, yes. I'm like, we have a friend, Mary Jo. I'm like, she's been telling me about you all week. And she was like, so excited. You know, we got her picture taken together. So anyway, she was just like, floored that I knew who she was because she was never, like, introduced. But I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's such a great, you know, I'm thrilled to meet you, you know, because she's not, like, a public figure. She lives down by Mary Jo. So anyway, so that's kind of the end of the story, I thought, anyway.
No, it's not the end of the story. So when she came home, she was telling me all about what happened. She was so excited that, you know, Tony was so thrilled that she showed up as a surprise. And he just loved her to death. And so anyway, I said, yeah, I've heard that you met a couple of my friends. And she said, oh, there was this really, really handsome one. She goes, oh, you're not even believe this. This is crazy. She goes, I just thought about maybe I might have to become a cougar.
Oh, dude. Sleeping Beauty wants to cougar you.
That's
oh, boy. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I was like, no, you did not just say that.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
I'm going to have to go watch Sleeping Beauty.
I have not watched Sleeping Beauty since then.
You will never see that movie again the same way.
I could never see that movie the same way, so no.
I'm telling your son this. Right.
You got to do that, Matt.
I'm just kidding, but he really is handsome.
Oh.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God. That is.
Yeah, so
that's crazy.
He's still asking about you, though.
Oh, man. All right.
So maybe that's, she wasn't kidding.
That's interesting.
That's good.
All right. I'm glad this is being recorded.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
forever.
You have recorded.
Please don't kidding. Anybody tell her I told you all that.
Okay.
No one's gonna tell her.
No one will tell her.
All right.
Well, Mary Jo, thanks for calling in, man. That's a we're right at the last minute here.
Thank you so much for taking my call, and I love you guys.
Thanks, Mary Jo. See you at a race. See you at a race soon.
All right, we'll talk later. Bye. All right,
see you, Mary Jo. I'm glad, man. I'm glad she got through.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
She was texting me, and I didn't get it.
So she texted me too. She's like, I'm calling for 20 minutes. I'm like, I always sit my phone down upside down. Like, I'm so bad at all this stuff. So, well, you know what? We are at 11 o'clock Eastern, and you guys have brought it home. We surpassed our goal, and, you know, just a ton of fun laughs. And, you know, looking forward to the year to come here with Wedway Radio and all the fun we're going to have over there. And, you know, we're going to try to do something together this year to get our listeners together and have a great time.
Yes, we're super excited. We're super. We'll let's make that happen.
We will. I'll be in contact. And Matt, thank you so much, and congratulations on that degree, bud.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm always very appreciative to be part of what you're doing here, and I mean that sincerely.
All right, well, guys, we want to do it again next year, and we'll see you on the last hour. As always, it's a tradition now.
A tradition now.
Yeah, it is. Like it or not,
it's how it is. All right, thanks, guys, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks,
right.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, so we are at the end of the show, but I have one thing that I thought would, kind of bring everything home, because everything's for the kids, and Mallory is down here, and she wants to sing a song to bring us home for the 12-hour show real quick, just a quick one. And so she is, come on over here next to Daddy. Hang on. Turn on the speakers. So what song are you going to sing?
Do You Want to Be the Snowman?
All right, so we have a lot of listeners here all over the world, and we were helping now sick kids get to go to Disney World, so sing your best. Okay, here we go. So here's Mallory with her song.
Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore. Come out the door. It's like you've gone away. We used to be best buddies, and now we're not. I wish you would tell me why. Do you want to build a snowman? A snowman. Go away, Anna. Okay, bye. Do you want to build a snowman? Or ride a bike around the halls? I think some company is overdue. I started talking to the pictures on the walls. Hang in there, Joe.
Hang in there, Joe.
I get a little lonely. All these empty rooms. Just watching the owls tick by.
Go ahead.
Elsa, please, I know you're in there. People are asking where you've been. They say I've courage. I'm trying to. I'm right out here for you. Just let me in. We only have each other. It's just you and me. What are we gonna do? Do you wanna build a snowman?
Where are you going? Is that the end? Yay!
Oh,
that was awesome, Mallory. So good job.
Good That's job. Perfect.
Listen, everybody's so excited you sang for them. Thank you. That's what this is all about. Oh, she says she hopes the sick kids feel better. They're definitely going to do that. That was so sweet. Well, that's a great way to wrap up the show. And we need to thank everybody who's been a part of this 12 hours. I know from the chat room, we've had folks in the chat room with us for the entire 12 hours and people listening for the entire 12 hours. A lot of folks came and went with work and exercising and dinner and lunch and all that. And, we did it again, guys. We $10,000. That goal I was not expecting to meet. I didn't want to say that, but that's a high goal. And we've surpassed it. And like Pam Landworth from Give Kids the World said, we've totally taken care of two families' entire experience down at Give Kids the World and a little bit more tonight. So,
the final total is over $12,000.
No, it isn't. Is it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Awesome. And we're still trying to get our donations to go through. So yeah. I'm glad to know that I wasn't the only one. So keep trying.
No, we're not. Yeah, keep trying to make your donations if you haven't yet, because, A, it will be up for a while, and, B, I've heard it's been having some issues today, so... I don't know how to fix it, but usually when you come back to it after a little bit, it would come back. So just to let you know.
All right, well, let's get to the last group of people here that we didn't acknowledge on the show, so we can get that out there so everybody can it's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, and also we have some prizes, too, that we need to give away, so just letting you know.
I mean, we've had some huge donations in this last hour that are just incredible. I mean, every one of them is just incredible, but it's just I look at the list here, and it's just unbelievable. I mean,
I know,
unbelievable.
It's unreal. It's just totally unreal. So where do we leave off? Hang on. I lost track.
Thanks to everybody.
Yes.
Where did we leave off? I'm lost.
I'm trying to find.
I read Rhiannon, right?
No. Yes, you did Hiromi. Yes. I think is where we left off. Hiromi.
Okay, Hiromi. Okay, so did I do Tracy Haddishall?
Let's go from there.
Okay, she said long time Disney and BOGP fan, but new BOGP Lizard member. Proud to give Kids the World.
Thank you.
Rhiannon and Megan Walters, thank you for supporting such a wonderful cause. You're Kiwi fans.
Thanks from New Zealand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Scott Gutterman, Rochester, New York, he says, BOGP, thank you for your support of this cause, and thank you for letting me on the show. I'm on episode 718 coming out next week. Yay!
Yes, he is.
Yay!
Yeah, hear Scott soon.
Awesome. Michael Leone, he said, great job, my friends. Hope you hit the bullseye, which... Yay, we
did. Crushed the bullseye, thanks to you
That's
guys.
Right. Monorailmom.com, Kelsey, she says, love the podcast, love the cause.
Thank you so much.
Steve, Candace, Rylan, I like that name, and Lila Metzler, thanks for bringing the magic to each of us each week and allowing us to help give kids the world. Ryan Armbruster says, an awesome charity and wonderful podcast. Great job, Mike and crew.
Thank you, Ryan.
Andy says, hopefully this makes up for breaking Mike's MDE app. Seriously, love what you guys are doing for such a great cause. Y'all are amazing. So yeah, he's the guy who broke the app earlier. You know,
And Andy's been hanging with us all day and giving us lots of great feedback. So thank you.
Yes.
For that.
Joseph Frantini, he says, thank you for all you do at Give Kids the World, and he is virtualmickey.com.
Yes,
so.
Do support his. Do go to virtualmickey.com and download those apps. You know, we talk about it every Wednesday, but they are great apps, and Joe helps us out, man. He keeps the show on the air, just like the Magic for Less, just like touringplans.com, and
absolutely.
Right here, you know, helping out Give Kids the World. So do support those folks.
Thank you so much, Joe. The Lopez family, they are the ones who won that wonderful lanyard, and they say, love the world. The group helped open our family and want to pass it along to those that deserve it the most, which is...
Very generous donation. Thank you, Lopez family.
Yes, thank you so much. Chuck Fitzgerald, he says, love the show and all that you are doing to show how much the Disney community cares, and that's the biggest thing. The Disney community is awesome.
Thanks, Chuck.
Jim and Stacy Fultz, they say, love BOGP, keep up the great work.
From the Magic for Less, thank you so much.
Stacy's one of my partners.
That's right.
So.
That's right.
Yes. Melanie Mayer, she's the way to go, BOGP team. This is a great cause.
Great friend. Thank you, supporter of the books here with the Magic for Less. We appreciate that.
The Lindauer family, thank you so very
thank
much.
You. My friends in Indiana, we got to go to a football game with them at IU. Thank you, guys.
This is the... Just an amazing donation. Rick and Wilma Nelson, thank you. God bless those precious children and their families.
Absolutely.
So.
And we got to cruise with them and got to know them very well on the podcast cruise last year. And just great people. I mean, Mallory fell in love with Victoria. And it was just a joy to hang out with them both on the ship and on the land after the cruise. They're just great people. And thank you absolutely for that donation.
Abby Schoonart, woohoo, let's get this to 10,000. So thank you, we did. Elizabeth, David, and Margaret Charlin, we feel so blessed to get to take our healthy child to Walt Disney World. It's an honor to help those struggling with an illness also to go.
Well said, thank you.
Our good buddy Ed Latosky, he says, keep up the great work. And Ed, good to hear from you.
Yes,
so
it is.
I haven't heard from Ed in a long time.
And you know what? Another inspiration in my running, because Ed has always been out there doing all these races, and he's really been one that's pushed me to be a little bit better. So thank you, Ed.
Brian and him were buddies the last, you know, marathon weekend.
Wear orange, people. Wear orange.
Yes, wear orange. Marcy says, this is a great podcast. You guys are amazing. Kristen,
thank you,
Cola
Marcy. And Marcy just had a new baby. Congratulations.
I don't know if that's the same
one. Oh, is that
one?
A different Marcy? There's lots of Marcy's.
I think it is. Yeah, there's a lot, especially the people that only left their first names. Sorry if we think you're the wrong person. Kristen Cola, home stretch. Hang in there, guys, and remember to hydrate.
And Kristen's a doctor, by the way. She's in residency. So there you go. She knows. And she runs marathons.
That's right. Chris Clark, she said, okay, that's it. This well is dry. Sorry, but we are so close. I wanted to do just a little
and
more.
Let
so
me mention you. About Chris Clark. She won the attention to detail contest today and gets the attention to detail prize pack. I was going to announce that after
awesome.
This. Chris,
congratulations, Chris.
You
that's
are
so great.
The winner. So congratulations. Just let them know or contact us at attentiontodetailbooks.com and they'll get you your prize pack.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Erica Barthel, she says, I'm happy to help. Thank you, BOGP, for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you. And Kurt, Erica always has great questions on the Wednesday shows.
Does.
So thank you,
she
Erica.
Does. Kurt, Gail, and Kirsten Bauer, thank you for taking time to do this for an awesome charity. Keep up the great work, BOGP. So
thank you, Bowers.
You
we appreciate
much.
That.
Donna Quackenbush, love the podcast. Your guest list was awesome. Excited to help the kids in a small way.
Thank you so much, Donna.
Kathy and Charlie, I always screw their last name up too. Mahini, sure, let's go with that. Sorry, guys, love you. So grateful to be part of this community. See you in October.
Absolutely.
And yes, they're always there for BOGP, right. Epic October. So you can teach me how to say your last name then.
That's
sorry.
Right, love it. That'll be the meet. Yes.
Megan Emily, congrats to the wonderful BOGP.
Thank you, Megan.
Allison Haley, such a great cause. Thanks for the long haul, BOGP, and thanks for rounding out the night with my favorite brothers. So,
oh, and thanks
no problem.
Matt and Nate. Yeah, we save them because it gets a little nutty, but it's always a lot of fun way to celebrate the day.
That's right. Richard, thank you so very much for the donation.
Thank you, Richard.
Don and Don, I can't pronounce their last name
Boilu,
either.
I think.
Boilu.
I'm probably saying it wrong. I give it like that French spin.
I just know it's Don and Dawn,
I
love.
I know. I love them. God, we had so much fun on the first podcast cruise.
And they said the BOGP family is wicked awesome, and
yes
it is.
and you know what? They can say it because they're from the Northeast. They're allowed to do that.
That's yes.
Right.
Leslie Rask, thank
you
so much.
You going to make it, Ricky?
I am. I'm dying. Okay. That's okay. Thank you for your donation. Kelly
thank you, Leslie.
Huh?
I was just saying thanks to Leslie.
Oh, sorry. Kelly Hastenberg, thank you so very much for your donation.
Thank you, Kelly.
Tim Gonzalez, keep up the good work.
Thanks, Tim.
Barbara Hamilton, love your positive attitude.
Thanks, Barbara.
We try. Eugene and Katie, to whom much has been given. Thank you, Mike, Ricky, Pam, and Debbie.
Thank you so much for your generous donation. Absolutely.
Very much. Gibson family, Paul, Kay, and Benny, so in love with Good Kids World, and now a new listener and fan of BOGP. So
thank you, Gibson.
Thank you.
Paul, Kay, and Benji, glad to have you, and hope we have you for many, many years.
That's right. Hopefully the end of the show didn't ruin you for the rest of it.
That's true. Yeah. It's always not like this.
Yeah. Zach, he says you guys rock. This is such a great cause.
Thanks, Zach.
Robin Blow says, amazing what you do. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Paulie's Corner. Yay, that was me.
Ah, there you go for Paulie.
a very huge thank you to the Magic for Less.
Absolutely. Thank
every
you,
year,
Pam. And the other
every
runners.
Year they just, you know, they pull out such an amazing donation that I just get floored every time thank you.
It's on behalf of our whole team, yeah. Really. As I've said many, many times, I get to be the face of the Magic for Less, but there's a whole team of people that work behind me, and I absolutely could not do it without them. You know, my partners, we made two donations, the one we made at the end and then one in the beginning dedicated to Steve's dad. And just, you know, it's because of them that we're able to do these things in our whole team. So anyways, it's a big team working together, and I just wanted to give them some props for that too. So.
Hey, Pam, virtual hug to your to the whole Magic for
yes,
Less team. Seriously. I mean, I'm holding my arms out because you support us. You help us make this podcast possible. I get to live my dream because of you guys backing this little dream I had of a podcast. And thank you so much for doing that on our show. That is, That means the world to me. So thank you.
It is 100% our pleasure. I truly, truly mean that. It is our pleasure to be associated with such great folks. So I'm glad that we can be a small part of it for sure.
God bless you. Thank you.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Now I'm going to cry again. Okay. Moving on. So I don't cry. Alan, Paul, he says, such a great cause and a great podcast. So awesome to exceed the goal. You guys are amazing. And
thank
then
you,
last
Alan.
But not least, Deb Chambers with the Magic for Less. And she said, good job. I love that you exceeded your goal. Thanks so much for doing this and for such a worthwhile organization. So
again,
that's everything.
Sweet.
Thank you guys all so much. I just want to put it out there. This will still be available. So for anybody that did not get to donate, the link will still be up on the BRS podcast homepage. So if you'd like to donate, please do so if you were not able to do that today. You know, even though we reached our goal, it's still amazing to see that number creep up a little bit throughout the rest of the week. And, you know, so thank you guys just so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is the cutoff time, Ricky, so that we'll all know?
It's a while.
We'll probably leave it up maybe for the next couple of weeks at least.
Trust me, it's up for a while. So, yeah.
We're going to give everybody a chance because we put out a couple of the podcasts while I'm on vacation so that maybe people will get to hear it as a podcast that didn't get a chance to listen live because maybe they're on vacation or maybe they're away from the computer.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah. So it'll be up for a while. Don't worry about it. He'll be able to donate.
So,
but for a lot of people who, you know, like some of them are on budgets and they get paid on certain dates, and some people, like I had trouble getting through tonight. So that's why I just want to make sure, because I know people do want to continue to donate.
Absolutely. So it'll be there for a while.
Well, we did it again, guys, and talking.
Oh, we have some prizes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, do prizes, please.
Sorry, woo-hoo! I completely forgot. So let's give away some stuff. Yeah. So we have the next prize that I have to give out is, hold on.
And by the way, we've had another donation, Disney Memories Through Photography, Carl Rug. Thank you so much for your donation as well tonight. We appreciate that.
Very nice.
Awesome. Thank you. So it's, my last touring plans, subscription thing. Way to go. Anyway, it goes to Zach. So congratulations, Zach. Just email me at ricky@brguestpodcast.com. And we'll take care of that for you.
No lines for you.
Woot, woot. No lines. What up? Yeah. Okay. Next, we have I believe there was another notebook from Emma, right? She had two of them, correct? Two of them. So, the next winner, of the notebook, that's not the movie, I promise. That movie will make you cry. Don't watch that. Okay. It goes to... It goes to Ron and Pam McCall. So, yay! Congratulations to you guys. Just, again, email me, ricky@beergastpodcast.com, and I will take care of that for you. So, congratulations. I think they live in New Mexico. So, that's
you have
awesome.
New Mexico radar.
I know, I do. I think that they're the ones that live in New Mexico. So, congratulations. And then we also have the planning guide from the happyhunt.com. And she will be donating any of the proceeds for the next, I think, to the weekend of any of her products that she sells on the
Happy Sunday night.
Yep, through Sunday. So make sure and go by if you'd like to. And the winner for that is Cheryl Cardone. So congratulations, Cheryl. Yay. That's awesome.
Yep, so there you go. Cheryl's going to love that. I know Cheryl.
That's awesome. And then the last thing we have is my little magically speaking prize pack, which is awesome, can I just say? And that goes to Adam and Susie.
Yay!
Congratulations, guys. So that just send me your address. We'll take care of it. Or, you know, you guys can always come to town and we can go to the Walking Dead stuff together because Brian really wants to do that and I can just hand it to him.
So you can bribe him. That's how we roll. You're not getting your present unless we go do something.
Exactly. I mean, I think that sounds fair, don't you?
Whatever it takes. So is that all the prizes?
That's it. That's all we got.
Wow, that is. And that's a 12-hour podcast, guys.
For sure.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome.
Well, you know we're going to do this again. That's what I was going to say. Exactly. Great minds think alike. We're going to do this again in 2015, next summer. But don't forget, give kids the world. You know, make it a. I like what Mark said earlier in the evening was before the podcast careers. We're gonna make that happen. We're gonna have a day where we all get together over there as a kind of a group there and do some volunteer work because I think it'd be fun to do together to get to experience that. So I think we're gonna reach beyond just the monetary donations, which obviously are gonna help so many kids and families. You know, we've sent 2.5 families the whole experience just tonight. Yes. I mean, just since this morning. So think about that, guys. When we get together and do something, we can change the world. I mean, no kidding. You know I like Captain EO, but really. I mean, we did that today for some families. Think about that. This is life-changing stuff for them. So thank you for all the donations. You guys were absolutely too kind to support our efforts. And, you know, I can't thank you enough. It's incredible today. I don't know what else to say.
So Somebody has to see your toe, Mike.
Oh, Lord. My toe's throbbing. I need to go take some ibuprofen. I can tell you that much. It's sore.
What did you do to your toe?
I got to cut it. No, Lord.
Oh,
here we go.
No. Oh, no, that's not a good call. Okay. Never mind.
He just keeps talking about how he went and got a pedicure yesterday, and they scraped at his toe, and now it's hurt.
Dude, it's so sore. This will be my first time getting out of the chair, like, in walking, like, in the last 12 hours. I'm probably locked up as it is, so it's not going to be good. All right, so I am done. I just want to thank everybody one more time. Thank you for always supporting the podcast and letting us do the podcast 3 times a week, downloading each show, commenting on it, spreading the word through social media, just being a friend and being out there a friend of the podcast and the radio station. I can't thank you enough because there's so much to listen to out there and that you give us the time. Thank you, and thank you for today. Thank you for supporting what we truly 100% believe in, and that's Give Kids the World. So, Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, a couple seconds here to kind of wrap it up. So, Debbie, final thoughts?
I just love all of you out there.
Debbie made it to the end today.
She did, I know.
Did you say she actually made it to the end?
I know. I think last time what happened, I remember I had trouble with Skype, I think it was. Or my computer kept going down, kept going crud. But I did listen on my phone, I think.
That's
but anyway.
Not the same.
I know, right? But anyway, I love all of you. Thank you so much for making such a difference. You know, I know some people were telling me in advance, well, I don't know if I could give a whole lot. You know, even if it was a dollar, it counts. It counts towards these families that need this. So no amount is too little. And we really thank you so much. And I'm so blessed to be a part of a family as awesome as our Be Our Guest podcast family. God bless.
Absolutely. All right, Ricky.
I mean, you guys know, this is my baby. You know, I mean,
You did another great bang-up job, let me just tell you. Did a great job this year.
Thank you. Every year I stress about it. Like, I seriously stressed about this for a good 2 months beforehand. And I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Like, I stressed about it. But every year you guys just totally come through for me and all of us and, you know, Give Kids the World. And every year I think about what I'm going to set the bar at. And every year I'm like, I don't know. Is that going to be too much? I mean, like we said with Stacy earlier, you know, we set the bar the first year, I think at like $500. And I was like, I don't know. Is that too much money?
Exactly.
You know?
Like, are you kidding me? We're going to try that.
And exactly. We're going to try $500. Holy cow. You know, and that was, then we, you know, doubled it, which was just amazing. And so, you know, it just, I'm always so hopefully nervous on a day like today. I never know what it's going to pull through. And you guys just absolutely floor me every year. I can't even put into words how like speechless I am about how generous you guys are and how wonderful the Disney community is. And, you know, we all come together from, you know, different, you know, podcasts and blogs and, you know, area and message boards that we are on. And, you know, some of us are only on Twitter and Facebook. And so it really does amaze me how we all can come together on a day like today and just really knock it out of the ballpark for Give Kids the World. So, thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart for making the stress of the last 2 months of what I've been feeling worth it. So thank you guys so much. I really put a lot of my heart.
And like, I haven't slept the last 2 days because I always get all hyped up before this thing, you know, because I know it's a 12-hour show and it's our big deal for the year. So I'll be sleeping good tonight. I mean, I don't know if I'll sleep. I'm like walking on cloud 9 right now. So
I know. Exactly.
Well, well done, Ricky. Thanks again for all the efforts.
Thank you. And now next year I'm ready to stress again.
That's
so
right. Hey, take a couple days off. All right, Pam, final thoughts, and then we're going to sign off. And, you know, we'll be back in your ear for the normal amount of time on Friday.
I just, you know, I feel incredibly blessed to be a part of this family and this group. The last week has been a really hard week for my family, and it just felt so good to be able to come here and do something good and just be involved in something that's happy. I know I'm really trying to make it through this.
I'm not going to make it through it, so...
It's just, you know, it truly, truly is a family, and it is so great when we come together to do something positive. And I know on a, you know, you know, day to day, I think that this podcast is really positive, but when I see the things that we can do together, it's just amazing. So anyways, again, just glad to be a part of it, and I'm so thankful for all of you.
We're thankful for you. We've missed you, Pam.
I'm going to give her a hug right now.
I know.
I can't even give Pam a hug.
I know. Virtual hug.
That's
we love you.
We do love you.
Yes, we do love you.
We've missed you on the show the last few weeks. It's not the same. So I just want you to know that.
Being there, so.
You can't go to Europe anymore.
No more adventures by Disney. Unless you can take Skype with you somehow. So
exactly.
No, we know that it's been a very trying time for your family, and you know you're in our prayers, and we just thank you. And I hope you, just on a personal note, I hope you guys get to go down to Walt Disney World sometime while we're down there over 4th of July. It'd be great to see you guys. Hope it works out. Make it happen. I know a travel agent that can book you if you want to go down.
I appreciate it.
All right. Well, we're going to sign off here. And again, thank you so much. And because we couldn't have done this without you spreading the word, without you making your donations, without you being a part of this. Our guests, everybody said yes. You know, and I mean, these are people that we look up to. I mean, we don't ask these people on unless we know that, you know, like they have something huge to offer you, the listener. And they said yes. And I mean, it just shows what good people we have in all corners of the Disney community. You know, we rally together. So thank you so much, and we'll do it again next year. So for Ricky, Debbie, Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great night. And thanks for hanging with us for the last 12 and a half hours, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.